Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Sienna. What can I do for you?
Yeah, hi, Sienna. My name is Tony Taylor. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay. I was going through my bank account here, and I saw that I had a charge on my charge card for $59.89 for Great Technology Trends. I didn't order anything like that, so I don't know how I got that on my charge card.
Okay, I'll be happy to assist you with that today. Can I start off by getting your zip code?
60051.
Okay, you said 60051?
Yes.
Okay, thank you for that. Who would I have the pleasure speaking to today?
My name is Tony, T-O-N-I, Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R.
Okay, is it under a Chase Tony? A Tony Chase?
No, my name is Tony Taylor.
Is the email ttaylor7846@gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay, the account's under... Okay, the username is under Tony Chase Tony. Can you verify the shipping address for me, please?
My address at home here is 32307 Blacksmith Street, Lakemore. Lakemore is L-A-K-E-M-O-O-R, Illinois, 60051.
Okay, that is correct. Give me one second while I review your account. Okay, so I see you have our Bytes Hub app. How's that working for you?
What is it?
It's called Bytes Hub. So it's an app that focuses on, it has meal plans and recipe guides on there. You create meal plans based on how many calories you want to consume a day on your phone.
Okay, I never ordered that, so I don't know how that happened.
Okay, do you remember signing up for a contest to win a gas GC product, and you might have paid $1 to $5 for shipping on May 31st.
You know, I don't know, because I have another thing in here for Best Keto, and I didn't order that either. That's $99.95, and then it told me I had to pay $1.95 for shipping, which I stupidly did. And I don't know what that is either, so I don't remember. I thought that Best Keto was something else that I had ordered, and it turned out not to be that. So I don't, these three charges on here are not mine.
Okay, so that's where it started from when you said you signed up for the keto. When you signed up for the contest, in the terms and conditions, it says that you would then be enrolled in the monthly subscription for the Bytes Hub app. And as for the keto, that's something different. Yes, but for this charge, this is what this is for. So have you got a chance to use the Bytes Hub app?
Well, I don't want it. Is there a way to cancel that? I don't have money to pay for that right now.
No problem. So what I can do for you, because you haven't got a chance to use it, I can bring the month down, the monthly rate down $20 for you to stay.
Well, even at that, I mean, I haven't even gotten it yet. I haven't gotten anything yet.
But it's an app on your phone, so you would download the app on your phone.
Oh, see, and I don't like to do that kind of stuff. Isn't there a way you can just cancel it for me and get rid of this $59 thing?
No problem. I'll go ahead and get your account canceled. Give me one second while I get your cancellation number.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so I do have your account canceled. You won't receive any further charges. Are you ready for your cancellation? Go ahead.
And this refund, this amount of $59.89 will be refunded to my account?
Okay, so as for the refund, I can refund you up to seven. I can refund you 75% of the $59.89, and that'll be $44.92 back in your account in 3 to 5 business days.
And the reason I can't get the whole refund is why?
It's because you've had access to the app since May 31st.
But I didn't even know I had an app to access too.
Right, it's because it's in the terms and conditions when you did do the survey.
Well, okay. How much are you refunding me then?
It'll be $44.92. Give me 1 second while I get that issue to you, and then I'll get you your cancellation number.
Okay.
Okay, so that refund will be back in your account in 3 to 5 business days. Are you ready for your cancellation number?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, that number is C as in Charlie, 920-803-313.
Okay, and then do you know anything about this mosquito?
Okay, that could be a product that we also service. However, you would have to call back 'cause I can't access that off of this phone call.
So would I just call the same number that I just called?
It should be the number that's attached to the like your bank statement. That number, just
Yeah,
call that number.
but there's no number on it. It just says the best keto.
Was there a number attached to this charge?
Yes, there was.
Okay,
It
and
was
you said there
the
wasn't one for the other charge?
no.
Okay, well then that might not be our product. It should have a number beside it if that was something that we serviced. But it's
Okay.
not on this account.
Okay. Well, then maybe I'll just have to get a hold of my bank and tell them it's a fraudulent charge or something.
Yeah, no problem. But I'm sorry about
Okay.
that, and thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day, ma'am.
All right, you do the same. Thanks for your help.
No problem.
Bye-bye.